Welcome to The Flash, your go-to podcast for the day's top news stories. In today's edition, we have three compelling segments to share with you. First, we'll delve into Boeing's significant stride into space exploration with the CST-100 Starliner's imminent launch. Then, we'll explore the escalating tensions as Russia announces nuclear weapon drills amid heated exchanges with Western officials. Lastly, we take a closer look at the hush money trial involving Donald Trump, a case that continues to captivate and has significant implications. Stay with us as we dive into these stories, bringing you knowledge and insights on demand. To kick things off, let's talk about Boeing's bold step into manned spaceflight. A pivotal moment, not just for the company, but for space exploration as a whole. Laura, can you fill us in on the details?
Absolutely, Wendy. Boeing is poised to make history with the upcoming launch of its CST-100 Starliner spacecraft. This mission, scheduled for May 6, 2024, is set to ferry NASA astronauts to the International Space Station for the first time. Boeing's entry into manned spaceflight as part of NASA's Commercial Crew program positions it alongside SpaceX in this new era of space travel.
It sounds like Boeing has overcome significant challenges to reach this point. Can you elaborate on the journey they've had?
Certainly. The road to this launch has been anything but smooth. Boeing has encountered numerous delays and technical challenges, particularly with software issues during its initial unoccupied test flight in 2019. However, a successful second test flight in 2022, which addressed these concerns, has paved the way for this momentous crewed test flight.
And what makes the Starliner stand out compared to its competitors, such as SpaceX's Crew Dragon?
The Starliner boasts several distinctive features, including a blend of traditional hand controls and modern touchscreens, designed for an anticipated flight experience similar to NASA's Orion capsules. Unlike the Crew Dragon's ocean splashdowns, the Starliner is engineered for land touchdowns, employing airbags for cushioning. These aspects underscore Boeing's commitment to human spaceflight and innovation.
Looking ahead, what does this mission signify for Boeing's future in space travel?
This crew test flight marks a critical step for Boeing, with implications far beyond the immediate future. Not only does it represent years of effort and investment in human spaceflight, but it also signifies Boeing's expanded role in shaping the future of routine space travel, including potential opportunities for space tourism. Success here could herald a future where space becomes increasingly accessible to humanity.
Moving on from space exploration to earthbound concerns, we're seeing a significant escalation of tensions between Russia and NATO countries. Sean, can you shed light on the recent developments?
Indeed, Wendy. Russia has announced plans to conduct nuclear weapon drills, a direct response to what it perceives as provocative statements by Western officials, sparked by recent comments from French President Emmanuel Macron and UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron regarding military involvement in Ukraine. This marks the first public acknowledgement by Russia of exercises involving tactical nuclear weapons.
These drills sound quite ominous. What's the larger picture here?
The larger picture is a deeply concerning one. These exercises, ordered by President Vladimir Putin, aim to increase the readiness of Russia's non-strategic nuclear forces. Amidst ongoing conflicts such as the Ukrainian drone attack in Russia's Belgorod region and the potential for further escalation, the global community is watching closely, underscoring the pressing need for diplomatic solutions to maintain global security.
It's a reminder of how quickly tensions can escalate and the importance of dialogue. Thanks for that update, Sean. Let's turn our focus now to a trial that's capturing widespread attention. The hush money trial involving former President Donald Trump has escalated significantly, drawing in some of his closest associates. Rachel, what can you tell us about the proceedings?
The trial is now in its third week, Wendy, and it's proving to be as compelling as anticipated. Central to this case are former advisors and legal counsel to Trump, notably Hope Hicks and Michael Cohen, both offering critical insights into the attempts to suppress stories during the 2016 presidential campaign. It's intriguing to see these figures take the stand. What are we learning from their testimonies? Their testimonies are painting a detailed picture of the campaign's frantic efforts to navigate controversies, including hush money payments to silence allegations. Michael Cohen's upcoming testimony is particularly anticipated, poised to offer a detailed account of the financial transactions involved. These testimonies not only illuminate the campaign's tactics, but also raise broader questions about the influence of such payments on political campaigns. With Trump facing multiple criminal prosecutions, this trial stands out for its potential influence on public perception and legal outcomes. Thank you for that comprehensive update, Rachel. As we conclude this episode, we've explored significant events across space exploration, international tensions, and high-profile legal proceedings. Each story highlights the ongoing challenges and developments shaping our world today. Thanks for joining us on The Flash, where we bring you knowledge and entertainment on demand.